Steve, well, that's got to hurt, hasn't it?
Yeah, very much so. I think there's a few summary points on it. I never think it's a 4-1 game when you go back and look at it. But it's fine margins. But I think today they were better than us. I think we got problems off them in the wider areas. And it just looked as if they wanted it a little bit more than we did, or much more than we did in certain areas. And then the summary point is, if we defend like that, we'll always concede. You know, defending sometimes becomes, or it is an art, and sometimes becomes it's one-on-one defending that you have to deal with. And in previous week, or 10 days, we've dealt with one-on-one defending like that. And today we never dealt with it at any stage, so if you're going to defend like that, you're going to concede.
1-1 at half-time, you were in the game. Did you do enough to go on and win it, Steve?
No, we didn't. I think it 1-0, we had a little spell, maybe for 10-15 minutes with the quality of football come through and we give them a problem. But to be fair to David and his players, they defended really well on one-on-one situations as we attacked their box. We shouldn't concede from set plays. We've conceded one basically, or maybe two from that today, but certainly the first one, he gets across Saul and he has a simple goal. And then the one in the second half, it's a poor pass back and a poor clearance, and they have a corner. Then we don't do our jobs on the edge of the box, and we allow a free strike, and it gets a ricochet. And then it's going to be a case they're going to sit in a counter attack, and if you give the ball away, you know, like Pepe did and Cookie did, then they're going to counter attack you, and that's how they like to play. And they've got players that can hurt you like that. We've seen it with others, and they've done that when they picked us off today.
You've won three games on the trot. You've made a couple of changes today. Can you explain why you made those?
The same as why I made changes after we beat Bolton, after we beat Cardiff and after we beat Blackburn. But when you lose a game, especially a derby, people say, well, why the changes? You know, Tamani was a straightforward one. For me, he was really struggling late in the game at Blackburn, but he's trained. But just to my eyesight, he trained a little bit gingerly, so I wasn't really sure to whether to put him out there from the start. And the boy Cook was absolutely on his knees after Blackburn, and you know, we looked at him in training, just looked half a yard down, and we thought, right, he may be the difference when we introduce him to the game. It proved not to be the case, but that was the thought process.
Second time in five games, you conceded four goals. This feels a different feeling to Brighton. How would you compare the two?
Well, I think at Brighton, we felt certainly in the first half, we were never in it for, you know, we were competing in the first 20 minutes, but once we made a mistake, then it could have been any number before half-time. I think there was a clear difference today. I think possibly, apart from one other chance, when we were trying to throw 10 men forward or 8 men forward, they've taken every opportunity that's come their way. And they should take credit for that, and we take the criticism, and we have to go back on the training ground and work on the art of defending.
It seems with Leeds, it's always one step forward, two steps back. This is a setback again, and it's going to get people talking about the long-term plan at Leeds United. Have you heard anything? Do you know anything more?
No, listen, when I joined the football club, the job that I got was to keep Leeds United in the Championship, and that sometimes gets forgotten, but that was the remit. We'll do that. We'll do that comfortably. We've become a mid-table side. In my opinion, I never ever spoke about the top part of the table because it was never going to be happening after we'd run the games where we weren't winning. And we were never, in my opinion, going to get involved at the bottom end of the table. So you are a mid-table side for a reason. You're neither not good enough to get out, too good to go down, but you're not good enough to break into that top group. And our failures are fairly evident to most people who watch us.
Wood back again today. Came on with the game really over, didn't he, at 3-1?
You've got roughly ideas of when you want to introduce people on the pitch and when we want to introduce systems, but when you concede two or three goals in the space of 8 or 9 minutes, it's very difficult then to introduce a system that you think you're trying to win the game from. I think the game when they get the second goal is 1-1. There's nothing in the game. It's probably not a classic, but it's a competitive local derby, and it's always going to be about someone making a mistake. We make a mistake to let them equalise. We make a mistake to let them go 2-1 in front. And then it's always going to be a case with the way that Huddersfield plays under David. Can they counter-attack you and get the killer goal? And they did that.
What's your feelings after this one? I mean, now you've got 2 weeks to stew on it in effect now, haven't you?
What, personal feelings?
Yeah, personal feelings and yeah. You know, as head coach here.
Yeah, hurting. I think I hurt when I lose all games, but when you lose 4-1 in a derby, it's never had it. So it's a first again, as Brighton was a first. So it's hard to take, but I think if you're serious about building something, then days like Brighton, days like today, teach you a lot more than, say, beating Bolton, where it's a real industrious game, beating, you know, Cardiff when you're possibly fortunate to come away with a win. And so if you're building something, it is days like Brighton and days like today that you learn all about who can play for Leeds United. Certainly Eleanor, who can play for Leeds United, and days like today tell you big stories, who can play and who can't play.
Building for the future means, obviously, are you going to be here or not? Have you asked for any guidance on that, Steve, yet?
No, I've got no reason to ask for guidance, is it? You know, when you win some games, then if you ask a question, people would always be very positive. If you lose a game, people would always be very negative. You have to take it over what was the remit when you come in as a head coach and what you're going to try and build. And that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to make sure that this football club is a championship club going forward. And then the opportunity to build something that I know from here, then we'll backside in place that challenges. But it's easy to talk and harder to deliver. But as I've said many times, I have a track record that I deliver, and I'm still working and learning about the players.